A West Plains man who failed to appear in court on murder charges has been issued a summons. 76-year-old Larry Lindemann was charged in a grand jury indictment with first-degree murder and armed criminal action and did not appear in court in April. Lindemann was issued a summons for a counsel status hearing on May 18th. Lindemann is charged in a November 2025 murder. A woman from Williford has been arrested on drugs and weapon charges. 51-year-old Maria Guadalupe Castanellas was arrested on Monday and charged with simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, possession of meth or cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She's being held in the Sharp County Detention Center. A woman from Donovan was injured in an accident in Fair Dealing on Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 52-year-old woman suffered minor injuries when she ran off the road and struck an embankment. The accident happened on Highway 160 in Fair Dealing. The woman was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed two bills on Wednesday that will reduce income taxes for individuals, trusts, estates, and corporations. Personal income tax will be reduced by 0.2% on January 1st, 2027. Governor Sanders has now cut the income taxes for the fourth time. The Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission has awarded contracts for the Southeast District during their regular meeting on May 6th. A $2,465,000 contract was awarded to Pace Construction for pavement improvements along Routes AA from Route 19 to the end of state maintenance in Oregon County, Route ZZ from Route 63 to the end of state maintenance in Howe County, and Route K from Route KK to Route 17 in Texas County. A $2,030,000 contract was awarded to West Plains Bridge and Grading LLC for a bridge replacement on Route 38 over Dove Creek in Wright County. Additional information regarding timelines and impacts to traffic will be released prior to the start of construction. If you need more information, you can call MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT. Wednesday was a big day in Willow Springs as residents celebrated Hannah Harper Day with music, lots of fun events, and a parade. Harper was announced as a top three finalist on American Idol on Monday, and on Wednesday she returned to her hometown to celebrate. The day was filled with fun, including a parade to honor Hannah and a free concert at Polinski Stage. Hannah sang, and a surprise guest, Joe DeMessina, sang with her. Hannah will compete in the final on Monday against Jordan McCullough and Keely Richardson. Congratulations and good luck to Willow Springs' own Hannah Harper. The Community Foundation of the Ozarks recently presented Ozark Action with a $25,000 grant for their workforce services. The grant, funded by the Coover Charitable Foundation and Trust, was one of 23 grants totaling $500,000 from the group's Coover Regional Resiliency Grants, which were awarded to school districts and nonprofits that serve low-income individuals and families in rural communities who were financially impacted by the loss or significant reduction of federal and/or state funding. Ozark Action's grant will be used to provide job training, cost assistance, and supportive services to low-income individuals in the six-county region. Route W in Howe County will be reduced to one lane with a 12-foot width restriction as Missouri Department of Transportation crews perform maintenance on the 11 Point River Bridge. The section of roadway is located from County Road 1920 to County Road 2000. Weather permitting, the work will begin on Monday, May 11th and run through Thursday, May 14th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. The work zone will be marked with signs. Motorists are urged to use caution while traveling near the area. If you need more information, call MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT.